White, W.C. White, Mary. Denison, Texas, January 6, 1879. Dear Mary and Willie, I received yours, Mary's letter, day before yesterday. It is so cold here we can do scarcely anything until near noon. I have never experienced colder weather than this, except on our way to Waukon and in returning from there. I have a good fire in the fireplace, but our hands are so cold in handling paper, we have to wait a long time before we can write. We had 2 inches of snow fall last Sabbath, and it does not melt yet. Apples froze in the room where we have had a fire all day. The cold penetrates in the houses. This house is plastered, but it is fearfully cold. How long we shall have it thus, no one can tell. Perhaps you do not know my plans. We shall have another testimony published before camp meeting, and we wish the most important put in this first testimony. All very personal, such as names, must be left out. I am now going on my volume 4, after writing a few more testimonies. Marion is just what we need. She is splendid help, and I do not think she will need to become confused or perplexed. We have prepared and sent on to Pacific Press matter for 2 signs of Volume 1. They will print my book, revised edition. I wrote you to send Father's coats weeks ago, but lo, none comes. He came to the camp meeting with only one of his best black broadcloth coats that he has had to wear common and for best. He caught and tore it fearfully on the sleeve. A tailor mended it for $0.50, but it seems strange that neither common nor best coat has come now. Whether they will be put in the box, I cannot tell. He has to wear his overcoat in the house all the time, his coat is so thin. He has a common thick coat we sent for no less than 4 weeks ago or more. He needs these clothes every day now. Should we be called to attend meetings in any of the meeting houses, he has no coat decent to wear. I was wonderfully disappointed when I found his best coat was not in his trunk when he came to Kansas. We need his little scales every day. We have to put on too much postage. This we must get here, as they did not come. We shall not see boxes for 3 weeks if they come no sooner than the others. In regard to my cane seat chairs, do not have them used common. They should not be lounged in by men. Keep them nice. I wish I had one of mine here. My pen is all right. Thank you. I wish I had night scenes of the Bible. Is mine there? I want Cummings on the signs of Christ's coming. It is a black book, about as large as one of my volumes of Spirit of Prophecy. We both keep well and are busily at work. The last matter I sent will probably give you some trouble. You know Father frequently neglects things too long, then gets it out in a rush. If I could have looked over it carefully, I might have made the corrections better. I want you to have someone read this, last sent, to the professors and teachers, and then have it returned to me or get Mary Smith to make a neat copy. I think we can copy it. After striking out the most personal, shall put in testimony. You must use your judgment as to how to arrange copy. I think you know what is needed. Sanctification should not be abridged. I have more to add to it, but none to take from it. We received long letter from Wagoner last night. He thinks Glenn is a poor manager indeed. So do I. Father weighs 200. He is doing well, but the cold pinches him up badly. We have not much opinion of Texas. Brother King came home groaning over the cold north. I wonder what he thinks of the sunny South now. Write us often. May we all be guided by the Spirit of God just right and make sure work for eternal life. Mother.